Welcome to the Halloween Evil Lives Fan Film Podcast. Welcome to Halloween Evil Lives, the fan film podcast today. Today we're going to do Clash of the Horror Titans. Today we're going to explore three of the most powerful villains in horror at their most powerful. We have the Curse of Thorn Michael Myers. We have the Freddy's Dead, the Final Nightmare, Freddy Krueger. And then we have the Jason Goes to Hell, Jason Voorhees. I picked these three because, to me, this is when they were at their peak with power. So let's explore. Here we go. So first, we'll look at the Curse of Thorn Michael Myers. Curse of Thorn Michael Myers, his powers that he was cursed at a young age till he kills his whole entire bloodline. And then he can never die until his whole bloodline's gone, so he can recover from severe damage. He just regenerates. His strength is doubled because of the Curse of Thorn. So that's his power. He was the most powerful in that Thorn trilogy, part 4, 5, and 6, because that's when Thorn was introduced. And then I picked Freddy's Dead, the Final Nightmare Freddy, because he could manipulate. He got so powerful he could manipulate reality. He had so many souls. He killed almost basically all the Springwood teens except for one, as you saw in the movie. And he just had a lot of power. He could manipulate reality, and you know, he was just so powerful in that one. And I figured if he's going to be fighting, you know, the most powerful Michael Myers, he's going to need some of that reality warping power. And then finally, Jason Goes to Hell, Jason Voorhees. Jason Goes to Hell, Jason Voorhees, basically, he got blown up in the movie, and then his demon heart can go into different people, his spirit, and possess them till he found someone in his bloodline to come back. And that was the kicker in that series, the first of the New Line series, was that only through Voorhees may he live, and only through Voorhees may he die. So only someone from his family could permanently kill him in that series, in the New Line series. That's how that mythology went. So you know, you have three of the Clash of the Horror icon villains at their most power. So let's take a look what would happen. So first of all, Michael Myers usually attacks from the shadows. So if he was going to go up against, you know, Jason Voorhees, it would be like a sneak attack of some sort, and that would be his advantage. Now, if Michael Myers was going up against Freddy, well, that would be hard, because in any of the movie series, we really don't see Michael Myers sleeping. And as you know, Freddy lives in the dream world. So somehow he would have to be tranked like Jason was in Freddy vs. Jason to face off with Freddy in the dream world. And in the dream world, Freddy has the advantage. But because Michael Myers can regenerate, because his whole bloodline isn't wiped out, he didn't kill them all, he probably could sustain the wounds in the dream world and still survive. He would have to pull Freddy from the dream world into the real world and take him out that way, which they do in most of the Elm Street series. They always bring him to the real world to do damage to him. But Freddy and the final nightmare, Freddy's Dead, he can manipulate reality. So he could probably trick Michael Myers into fighting Jason for him. Think about it. As for Jason, well, he's a head-on approach, because he's basically a zombie at this point. He has super strength, he has super regeneration, you know. So if he came after Freddy and Michael Myers, I mean, they would probably not have a chance at all, because he got blown up and he still came back. So that's the ultimate Jason, is the Jason Goes to Hell, Jason Voorhees. I still think maybe Jason in part 8, when he got melted by the toxic waste, that Jason was pretty powerful too, if you think about it. But now, we have all three of them here. Who do you think would win? Well, to be honest with you, I think it would be a tie between the Curse of Thorn Michael Myers and Jason Goes to Hell Jason Voorhees, just because they both regenerate. And since they don't sleep, they're probably not going to come in contact with Freddy. You know, so I would say a tie between Michael Myers and Jason Voorhees, and Freddy, it could go either way, depending which realm they're in. But because they can regenerate, you know, Michael and Jason, Freddy would have to do some very severe damage to them some way, somehow, manipulate reality, so he would be the victor. But to me, it seemed to be a real tie between Curse of Thorn Jason and Jason Goes to Hell Jason Voorhees. Those are the ones that you want to look at for villains-wise that have the most power in the real world sense. And, you know, Jason Goes to Hell, a lot of fans say they like it, some fans don't. I happen to like it because it's a new spin on the mythos of Jason Voorhees. It's something refreshing. The same thing can be said about The Curse of Thorn, Michael Myers. Some people did not like The Curse of Thorn. Some people did. You know, and that was a new take on the character of Michael Myers. Because obviously in Halloween Part 1 and 2, they never talked about The Curse of Thorn at all. That was something written up later on. So now we have all three horror villains, and we know their powers, we know their strengths, we know who would win or who would tie. So it's going to be amazing if, you know, in the near future, if they ever make a movie with them, you know. There was talks about a Michael Myers versus Pinhead movie. Now, I saw this on Google News not too long ago. I was reading about it, and I was looking into it, and I found one of the supposed scripts for it. Now, I was looking at reading the script, and, well, I read some of it, I'll say, but I was going to read the script on another podcast here, but I can give you some hints about what I read. Basically, it said that when Michael Myers was 6 years old, that he found, you know, that box, the puzzle box from Hellraiser, and that he was playing, manipulating with it, and the demon called, of course, Samhain, escaped from the puzzle box and possessed Michael Myers that night that he killed his older sister, Judith. And what happens is that Pinhead's looking for this demon to bring this demon back to hell, and that's where you get Michael Myers, basically, versus Pinhead. But the movie studio, I believe it was Dimension or Miramax, one of them got cold feet and decided not to do it. They said, no, you know, Michael Myers is better off alone than have him face Pinhead. But it still would have been an interesting concept. They saw how successful that Freddy vs. Jason was, and they said, well, we want to get on that, you know, that bandwagon. We want to make a versus movie. But there was always talks of eventually doing a, you know, Michael Myers versus Jason movie. But the problem was, is neither killer really talks. So it would be just the main characters driving, you know, the victims driving the story while those guys try to fight it out. So that is where they would lose the audience, they thought. But it might come down the road. You never know. In fact, one of the original Freddy vs. Jason scripts, at the very end of it, I remember this, someone read this to me, that Jason wins, but out of the shadows, the Halloween music plays, and Michael Myers sneaks up and basically beheads Jason. And that was going to be like the Jason, I think, from part 7 or 8. So it wasn't the Jason Goes to Hell Jason yet. This script was written before Jason Goes to Hell came out. There was always plans for a Freddy vs. Jason movie. And there was always talks about a Michael Myers versus Jason movie. Now, Michael Myers versus Freddy movie would probably play out similar to the way that Freddy versus Jason played out. But there was no talks for that at all. They didn't really see any taste, you know. There was no appeal for it from the public. There was ever a rumor of a Michael Myers versus Chucky movie, or a Chucky versus Freddy movie, which was pretty interesting. I don't know how that would play out, but it sounds pretty interesting to me. Speaking of that, there's some horror news I need to talk about today. Scream 5 is going into production and coming out next year, and Neve Campbell has signed on. And there's rumors that Matthew Lillard might be signing on as Stu again. And they got Courtney Cox back, and they got David back. So, you know, they got some of the main cast from the original Scream trilogy back. So this will be pretty cool to see Scream 5. It'll be next year. And just like, if you didn't know yet, Halloween Kills is coming out next October instead too. Because of COVID-19, most of our favorite movies, including Candyman, the new Candyman movie, are being pushed back to next fall. Including my own movie, I couldn't even film this year because of COVID-19. So I start, you know, doing the campaigning next summer and planning, hopefully, to start filming next fall for a 2022 fall release for Halloween Evil Lives. I've been working hard on it. A lot of script drafting, script edits, buying props, getting ready to start casting some more characters. It's going to be a great movie. It just takes time to make it right. But, you know, I was thinking, you know, once my movie gets released, you know, testing the waters here, if I'll make a sequel or not. But I have to see how people feel about the movie I make. But I also working on a Friday the 13th, basically a prequel and sequel movie, but that won't be coming out to 2 years after Halloween Evil Lives, because Halloween Evil Lives is the top priority right now, getting that movie done and then moving into the prequel sequel Friday the 13th, which I already have that script written 2 years ago. It's a great script. All the fans will love it. But as it goes for this one, as we always say, we're out.